Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings, Ma'at-Hotep. Welcome to a special edition of New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and we thank all of you for tuning in on this day, December 25th, 2011. This is a special edition because last night when we did our regular program, we indicated that we would come on tonight and primarily to really let you know about a couple of initiatives that we're going to be providing and presenting as part of the Man Woman Movement for 2012 to 2013. Now, tomorrow we will go more in depth because we'll be broadcasting live from the Least We Forget Museum, which is here in Philadelphia, and we will be participating in a Umoja Unity Gathering and Karamu. So we plan to, I think around 6:30, we plan to start broadcasting from the Lest We Forget Museum. And we will give you fuller details on what I'm getting ready to convey to you tonight. This is just a brief segment tonight, and again, tomorrow we'll go into more details. And, of course, tomorrow is December 26th, which, of course, is the first day of Kwanzaa, Umoja. Tomorrow, when we are at the Karamu and the gathering, we're going to have a discussion about several areas of concern in our community because for many of us, Kwanzaa represents probably more so than anything the ideals of principles, of some specific principles, and of course, the Nguza Saba. So we're going to focus on tomorrow that discussion. How can we begin to implement those seven principles and other principles on a more regular, ongoing, consistent, and productive basis, not just 7 days out of a year, but every day. So tomorrow we will have that discussion as part of our Kwanzaa or part of our Umoja gathering. And with that, we're going to also focus on some other topics or some other issues that we find in our community. And, of course, health is going to be another one we're going to focus on, how we can begin to optimize our health and healing. So we're going to talk more about that as well. Now, for tonight, what I wanted to convey to you was last night we had planned to talk to you about or talk with you about one of the M or two of the MWM initiatives. One is known as the BICO, and the other is In the Black. We opted not to go into it last night because we had a very powerful discussion last night and, you know, just wanted to allow that discussion to take place. And certainly Sister Johanna Fernandez provided us with a lot of powerful information. And so we talked about, of course, the case of Mumia Abu-Jamal, the recent gathering that took place here in Philly on December 9th, and, of course, you know, other things relevant to that case and the entire idea of the injustice system in the U.S. and with that, of course, the prison industrial rights complex and so forth. But again, we had that conversation. We're going to continue, of course, to provide you with updates about Mumia's case as well as other political prisoners. But last night we did not go into detail about our tribute to Madam C.J. Walker and, of course, Stephen Biko. That is kind of what inspired, meaning these two ancestors inspired a Million Woman Movement project initiative known as the BBBCO. Of course, for those who are familiar with Madam C.J. Walker, you may know, of course, that she's considered the first woman millionaire in the United States who obtained their money or who obtained her money independently, meaning did not inherit it, literally created something from her own brain that began to develop not only an economic base, a financial base, but something that was also helpful for women to empower them and so forth and so on. So we want to make sure that the history, the legacy of Madam C.J. Walker continues. As we said last night, it was not so much about a straightening comb that's what the mass media or other people wanted us to really kind of gravitate more towards, that this was her claim to fame, when in fact it was really about products, hair products, products to help the scalp, products to help the hair grow. And so this is really the legacy of Madam C.J. Walker, because she literally trained hundreds of black women to be Walker agents. And they sold these products that she not only produced and manufactured, but that these are products that women felt very good about because it helped their self-esteem as well, because at that point there was a lot of breakage in the hair, and there was also a lot of scalp ailments at that time. We're talking about in the 1890s, early 1900s, okay? So needless to say, Madam C.J. Walker, seeing that, developed some things to help. We're talking about shampoo, we're talking about pomade for the hair, and so forth and so on. Well, the Millennial March, the movement, shall I say, is now looking at continuing a legacy of what's known as beauty culture. And so what we're looking at doing now is to develop products, not just in terms of, I mean, there are so many wonderful products all over the country that our people make, produce, manufacture, and so forth. And so the Million Woman Movement has formulated something called In the Black. And In the Black is going to help distribute those products on a national level of our people that makes various products for not just hair and scalp, but also natural products for the skin. So we're going to tell you really more about that tomorrow night and begin to introduce to you some of our network people, meaning people that we are selecting to have their product, to market their products. You're going to meet and hear from some of those folks, including myself, who will be presenting one of our new products from the Million Woman Movement and also from the Chi House. So we'll tell you more about that tomorrow. But again, the BBB Co. is in fact a tribute to Madam C.J. Walker and Stephen Biko. The BBB Co. is a membership component of the Million Woman Movement, consisting of beauticians, braiders, barbers, and cosmetologists. That's where the BBB Co. comes from. And needless to say, when you hear that phrase BBB Co., it for us begins to bring forward the idea and the spirit of Stephen Biko, who, of course, as far as we're concerned, is one of our freedom fighters who we need to not ever forget about. Our connection to the motherland is a real one. And so we make certain that we continue to show that connection. Now, of course, Stephen Bantu Biko was murdered, brutally murdered in South Africa. He, of course, was a brother who fought against apartheid and did so diligently. And, of course, in 1977 was killed again, in just a terrible, terrible kind of the way that, you know, white folks tend to do. This is what happened. He was a student leader. So, again, with me kind of coming out of the student movement to some degree, I mean, that's how I got inspired to be involved more politically. Of course, Stephen Biko was known for the Black Consciousness Movement in South Africa. All right, and it was a powerful movement, And for those who are familiar with the bloody Soweto massacre, we'll be telling you more about that in the future as well. But this is why we want to make certain that we continued to carry forward in the spirit of Stephen Biko. We talk about practical unity, meaning, how do we take unity or the ideas of unity and make it something that is, in fact, a day-to-day reality? And this is, again, what we'll be talking about tomorrow to show you how MWM, how the National and the Founding Office of the Million Woman March has now developed things that will literally present what we started, what we were talking about, and now showing you how it's going to be in a more operational form. Okay, that's, I wanted to remind you, too, that the Earth Day of Stephen Biko was or is, of course, December the 18th. So this is why we've kind of have done this in this framework, because interestingly enough, the Earth Day of Madam C.J. Walker is December the 23rd. So within a matter of a week, this is why we started launching this particular project. And we're going to carry it forward into 2012. And at that point, we are planning a major kind of convention for beauticians, braiders, barbers, and cosmetologists. We know that Madam C.J. Walker held a powerful session many years ago, and again, this is something we're going to tell you more about. And so we are going to bring together on a national level those of our people who are in that industry or in that line of business who also have some form of consciousness or want to have some form of consciousness, meaning this is why we connected Madam C.J. Walker with Stephen Biko, in that those folk who are beauticians, barbers, braiders, and cosmetologists will now also want to utilize that to help the communities, to help the community that they have their shops in or that they grew up in, as well as dealing with other issues that is relevant to us as a people. So here we have beauticians, braiders, and barbers, and cosmetologists who are not just independent, but also who are taking on some responsibility to help rebuild our community and to do so in the spirit of Kujichagulia self-determination. So this tomorrow is something that we're going to talk about more. And, of course, as I said, I'm going to be presenting it a bit more so at the Umoja session tomorrow, which, of course, again, will be at the Least We Forget Museum. And if you're in the Philadelphia area, please feel free to come by. We will be at 3650 Richmond Street, which, of course, is in Philly. Things should be getting started around 3:30. There's going to be a tour of the museum, which, of course, has incredible artifacts and memorabilia and so forth, dealing with slavery and the Jim Crow era. And that is, of course, for the tour is $10. However, for the Karamu and the other activities, that is free. And the $10 fee for the tour, of course, goes towards helping to support the LWF, which, of course, we call the Lace We Forget Museum. It helps to support the museum and its projects that it's developing. So, again, tomorrow starting at 3:30, but the actual tours begin at 4. We will be at the Lace We Forget Museum at 3650 Richmond Street in Philadelphia. And if you would like more information, you can give us a call at area code 267-636-3802, or you can email us at nationalmwm@aol.com. And again, for tomorrow, which is the day of Umoja, the Karamu feast, which will be a vegetarian cuisine with sweet potatoes and okra and a lot of good food, that, of course, will be free of charge. Okay, now the next thing we want to bring to your attention was that one of the other focuses that MWM has within the Black is, which again is a membership component now of MWM, but one of the things that we're going to be focusing on is supporting Black businesses. And so we figured out a way to begin to do that. So what you're going to start hearing from some of our radio broadcasts is talking about different Black institutions and businesses and so forth that we feel represent either the idea of self-determination and or of activism and or of other productive, positive things in our community. And so, of course, this month we've been highlighting the Shanghai City Cultural Center. Now, the Shanghai City Cultural Center has been dealing with a new program known as Self-Determination Saturday. So the question has been raised, are there days when you feel that you're fighting for social justice and self-determination alone, or that you might not be on a winning side? Do you think that every politician is corrupt, that sellouts and infiltrators are too numerous, and those committed to the advancement of African peoples are too few? Are you tired of seeing the poor suffer, or men rot in jail, and women too, of course, and our families lose their neighborhoods to gentrification while confused, smiling Negroes just sit and, you know, really just laugh, a lot of them? Well, at any rate, now there is a place that has been created by our ancestors for you, for your family, for our community. And so every Saturday, you can share an hour or a day with Black folks and their allies, educating each other, one another, strategizing, enjoying great food, listening to live music, and moving closer to the world that we all know is destined. We must provide this for ourselves, and you can be a part of the manifestation for change. So if this sounds like something that you might want to be involved in, you can actually sign on at the Shanghai City Cultural Center to be a presenter or facilitator of some kind of maybe dialogue or other kind of presentation. That space is there now to provide services to the community. So if you have something you want to bring and share, you're welcome to do so. And so from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., these are the types of activities that will be there. There's going to be movie presentations, there's a game room, and so forth and so on. But this is a place for activists. This is a place for those who want to be a part of a solution and helping to bring about better mental health awareness and family healing and self-defense and disaster preparedness. These are just some of the many areas that the Shanghai City Cultural Center provides for us now. So if you want to present something on history or music, or if you have a class you'd like to facilitate, then of course it's open there for you. So if you want more information about the Shanghai City Cultural Center, please feel free to call them at area code 215-765-9737. Again, 215-765-9737. And again, if you want to be a host for a specific activity, let them know over at the Shanghai City Cultural Center. They have a website, so you can go to www.shanghaicity.net, and that's www.shonghaicity.net. Okay? For those who want to come and be a part of the day, a requested donation of $10 is something that, you know, would help be helpful to the center. However, it's not mandatory. Okay? So, you know, please support a entity, an institution that is about supporting us and helping our people to move forward. Again, that location is 3117 Master Street here in Philadelphia. Again, the Shanghai City Cultural Center. Number is 215-765-9737. So that's just one of the groups or institutions that you're going to be hearing more about from us here at New Day and from the Million Women Movement. And we're going to be highlighting other organizations and businesses and so forth that we know are doing some very powerful and wonderful things in our communities, and not just in Philadelphia. So again, we want to remind you that starting in January, if you are affiliated with a group, organization, business, institution that you want people to know more about, we now are going to feature a community calendar board so that different events and activities can be, put out there more to our general communities. But we're also going to now provide forms of, shall we say, self-determination advertising, for lack of a better word, so that we can also now generate the interest, the awareness, and also help to bring the kinds of attention to help stimulate. You know, they talk about here in the U.S. economy that they provide some stimulus kind of things. Well, we need to stimulate our own budgets or our own finances, and that is exactly what we now plan to do. So, okay, just to recap again, tomorrow we'll be at the Lest We Forget Museum here in Philadelphia. We invite all of you to come by for our Emoja Unity Karamu gathering, and that location again is 3650 Richmond Street. We'll be there starting around 3:30, and the actual Karamu feast will begin around 6, and we will be doing a broadcast tomorrow around 6:30. And at that point, we'll provide you a better or more extensive overview about the BVBCO and the In the Black membership components of the Million Woman Movement. Lastly, we wanted to let you know that starting in January, for those of you who would like to be a part of the Million Woman March 2012 Africa, we are going to Africa, and we call this the African Journey for Freedom, Justice, and Self-Determination. We will be going to Africa in December of 2012 for the first of our summits that will be held in the next 5 years for women throughout the diaspora. And so if you want to be involved in some of the coordinating teams that we're now establishing nationwide, we will have the first Southern Region session beginning in January, from January 27th through the 29th. Now, if you want more information, please feel free to contact us at nationalmwm@aol.com, or you can call area code 267-636-3802. Tomorrow we will give you more specific information about that as well, because you will be able to go to your to a website and sign up via website for the weekend retreat, because it's also going to be something that's going to be good for your health as well. So while we'll be talking about planning for the summit, taking some young girls and sisters in general to Africa in 2012, well, we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking more about the Million Women March 5-Year Action Plan and other things for this upcoming January 27th through the 29th. Activity at Mountain Soul Retreat, okay, and this is in Tennessee. So again, this is the first of several sessions. This one will be taking place in the southern region. The location is approximately 2 hours from the Atlanta area. And so again, you know, this is going to be very, very exciting and, needless to say, historic. Okay, so I think that is it for tonight, family. Again, we hope that you will tune in tomorrow. We will have a special broadcast tomorrow. It looks like probably around 6:30-ish, and we will be able to give you a lot more information about the BVBCO as well as the In the Black membership. And the other memberships that we're now putting in place for those who want to be involved in the Million Woman March and its movement. The prison project that we are preparing to implement starting in January will be having us to go inside several of the prisons in the U.S. to begin to really build with our sisters that are incarcerated, as well as those who have come out already. This initiative from the BVBCO, which will now enable our sisters to make their money independently by selling products that our people produce nationwide. This way, our sisters will not have to be dependent on some halfway house kind of thing, to at least not to the degree that they want you to be, as well as this reentry stuff. We will have some alternatives for them. And tomorrow, again, we'll be able to tell you about a few other initiatives that we are beginning to put in place, including we're getting ready to open our first child care facility. Because, again, we know that our people need adequate you know, locations for them to bring their children. We can't keep taking our children to other people, and certainly not the people that have no idea about who we really are, and nor could care less. So we want to make sure that we now prepare and have our own facilities to not just, quote, unquote, educate our children, but to nurture and really care for them. So coming for 2012, MWM will begin planning to have, on a national level, our own child care facilities. This way, again, our sisters who need to go back to work or need to go back to school or what have you will have a decent, safe, holistic place to bring the children. And, of course, we will have our own curriculum and our own type of way that we will provide edification for our children, for our babies. So that just gives you a general idea as to where we're going with what it is we're about to do. Again, if you know of anyone that has a healthy, quality type product for hair, skin, then let them know. If they want to have their product marketed, we have an outlet for them. All right, family, without further ado, we're going to close out for the evening. We thank you again for tuning in, and hopefully you'll be back next. Thank you.